All right, everyone, welcome to Sounds of the Commons. I know it's been a while since you heard my voice, since we switched to the new format, but we've, as I sort of promised in the newsfeed and the for the podcast, we're going to be starting a new thing for this. Instead of having an artist interview every episode, which would be kind of untenable now with the new format, we're trying to do artist interviews as often as we can with particularly good artists that we cover, though, of course, all of the artists on Sounds of the Commons are good, but this one is particularly good because, I don't know, something about his music sort of caught me. We have on the show today, Sam Brown. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing, Victor?
I'm doing pretty good. So you are over there in, God, memory is failing me, over in Charlotte, North Carolina, right?
That's it. The QC.
So you've got quite an array of instruments going on back there.
Yes, sir. Yep. You mean see them all? I don't know if you can.
Yeah, drums. You've got like a.
Got a bass. Like
drum.
And a guitar and all that.
Jeez.
So that's where I do. I record most of my music up here, so.
You've got a good space going on up there.
Yeah, this is really awesome.
In the background, too.
Oh, yeah, you got a few more guitars over there. Got my my dad's old V from the 80s.
So, ooh. Yeah. The Flying V.
Yep.
Nice. So you had an album that you put out, 37 Reasons, back in October, and it could be said that you've hit a bit of success with it on Jamendo, something to tune of 200,000 listens on the first track.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was 200,000, something like that. And the guy, they contacted me and asked them if they could put my stuff on the front page. So I think that's really what boosted the plays a lot. That helped.
Yeah, that's not a thing you say no to.
Right, yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm not really feeling it. No thanks.
So you are at the ripe old age of 18. How did you get started into music?
Well, my dad really started it all. Like I said, that his guitar over there. He's been playing. Mm-hmm. He's been in bands for a while, and he really, really encouraged us to get into it. I wanted to start on the trumpet, but he started off with us on the piano. He said, you got to learn the piano first. And mm-hmm. after I took a few years of that, and it really stuck with me. So that's where I found the love for it. And then I got into audio engineering, so that explains all the equipment up here. And then, so the writing and the singing and the playing, that all came along with the audio engineering, because you have to have something to record, right?
Right. And I'm a professional audio engineer apart from doing this, and I can say that it is great when musicians have at least a little bit of knowledge in the black art of audio engineering. So you've got quite, like we said before, you got quite an array of instruments in there. What sort of pushed you into becoming a multi-instrumentalist? Was it just the necessity of trying to make a more complete sounding song, or was it something you just had a desire to just sort of like spread out or something like that?
It's more the first one, because I'll start off with getting a song idea, and I'll start hearing everything in my head, and I really won't stop until I just want to hear all the parts together. Because I get encouraged to just do a piano and a vocal for a demo or something, but it's like, I want to do the rest of it. So
Because you have that sort of vision in your head as to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've got quite all that equipment in there must have cost you a bit of a pretty penny. Was there ever a moment that you sort of stopped before picking up a big drum kit and said, Do I really want to do this, or is GarageBand's drum loops good enough?
I'd say every time. Anytime I spend something over $20, I'm like, do I really need this? I'm really stingy. But it's just been over time. I mean, we got a ton of stuff up here, but it's really the past 30 years, including some of my dad's stuff. So
your dad's equipment combined with your equipment.
Yeah. So
you have You're kind of very firmly within the pop genre. Who would you say you draw on as your musical inspiration, or your sort of like the grandfathering of your music? Who kind of gave you? Who do you think you pulled your sound from?
Well, I try to listen to a little bit of everything, but I'm really big into 80s and 70s rock and pop rock. So I'd say, to be specific, probably Queen. Queen was who really got me going with. I was just fascinated by their arrangements and all their abilities. So that really, really turned me on to the pop rock genre.
Yeah, you wanna looks like you pulled from the best.
Yeah, Queen is awesome. I love them. And then
go ahead.
There's just a couple more people like and a little more modern people like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, Maroon 5, some of the more modern pop rock cats.
Back to your recent success. You got this track. You got this brand new EP up on Jamendo, nary 2 months old. Lots of listens. Do you think has that driven any traffic over to your YouTube? Because you're trying to build that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get a lot of people asking to use it from Jamendo. So I'll get some college kids and high school kids. They'll say, "Hey, I'm doing a video project for class. Can I use your song for that?" And so of course I say, "Yeah, go ahead." But I've seen a little bit. If you do a little bit of a search on a couple of my songs, you'll see people have used my songs in their videos. So there's probably a few dozen people that have used my music in their videos or a makeup tutorial or something like that, and they'll throw it in there. And so yeah, it's right. Yeah, a little bit, definitely.
I know a lot of artists on Jamendo and other Creative Commons sites, particularly those who aspire to be professional musicians, go and use the license attribution non-commercial share alike. What opted you to sort of to not put that non-commercial restriction on your license? Because theoretically, like, Ford could come and grab your song and put it in their commercial if they wanted to
without any compensation to you.
Right. Well, I guess the first main reason is I'm not really doing this for money, but money is nice, but it's not, if that's going to inhibit people from listening to my music, I don't want that to be in the way. So I'd rather have as many people as possible listen to the music rather than, oh, you got to pay 99 cents or whatever to listen to it. So that's really what drove that. And I guess money wasn't terribly important, isn't terribly important to me. So I mean, I've got other ways of getting money. So it's not at this point, at least.
We got a little bit of time left. You got 4 songs in your EP. We linked to them earlier in, I think last week or this week, with your song. I think we put up either Who Cares or Misunderstanding. Do you have any songs you're working on right now?
Yes, always. I just released a Christmas song called Silhouette of Santa. It's on my YouTube page. You can check it out. So that's been the biggest thing that I was working on.
Well, 'tis the season. Would you mind giving us a little sample of that?
Yeah, great idea. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I want to do this on guitar or piano. No, I think we'll do it on piano. Do it on piano, that'll be good.
Well, what's the name of the song again?
It's called Silhouette of Santa.
All right, Silhouette of Santa. Here we go.
Christmas is in the air. Just a couple of weeks out there. Won't it be fine? I'm gonna spend that day with you. And we know our time is too short, because I'm headed off to war. And Christmas may be the last time I'm with you. So we'll take a little longer when we put up the lights, and we'll throw a little softer in the snowball fights. Oh, just me and you, until we see the silhouette of Santa Claus on the moon. Now we're hanging by the fire as the clock strikes 12, and we'll never have to wonder if there's anyone else. Oh, just me and you, until we see the silhouette of Santa Claus on the moon. Go, go!
That was Silhouette of Santa. You can find a link to that in the show notes, and if you're watching this on YouTube, in the description. Coming up, we're going to be playing just one of the songs from his recent album, 37 Reasons. We're going to be playing Misunderstanding. In the meantime, thanks, Sam. I really appreciate you taking the time to get on the show with us today.
Absolutely, Victor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That was Sounds of the Commons, and this is Misunderstanding by Sam Brown.
There will never be another one who gets me like you do. Catch my drift, you fly my flag, you wrote every page of my book, my dear. Yeah, oh no, if I had a dollar for every time you knew, then I'd be the richest man and buy the world for you. Misunderstanding, take me by the hand and let's ride out each other's sunsets. Misunderstanding, you know what I'm thinking. Stand by me forevermore. Oh, misunderstanding. 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 We're just like it in, yeah, it's black and white. You know this is right. Puzzle piece to me, I'm done 100% complete. Yeah. Oh, girl, if I had a dollar for every time you knew, then I'd be the richest man and buy the world for you. Misunderstanding, take me by the hand and let's ride out each other's sunsets. Misunderstanding, you know what I'm thinking. Stand by me forevermore. Misunderstanding. Every time you knew, I'd be the richest man and buy the world for you. Yeah, misunderstanding, take me by the hand and let's ride out each other's sunsets. Misunderstanding, you know what I'm thinking. Stand by me forever.